Hearns, Hagler battled after effects of COVID vaccine before death. By Laura Gwynn on March 14, 2021. Boxing legend Marvelous Marvin Hagler was in an ICU fighting the effects of the vaccine before his death Saturday at the age of 66, according to friend and former rival Tommy Hearns. Hagler won an infamous 1985 fight against Hearns in a third-round knockout during the event, billed as the fight, but later dubbed the war because of its brutality. Before Hagler's death, Hearns posted on Instagram, "A real true warrior, pray for the king and his family. He's in ICU fighting the after effects of the vaccine. He'll be just fine, but we could use the positive energy and prayer for his full recovery." After Hagler's death, Hearns said, "Allow us to have our peace. Our love and respect to Marvin and his family. This is not an anti-vaccine campaign. It's outrageous to have that in mind during the passing of a king, legend, father, husband, and so much more." The post generated a flurry of comments regarding the potential dangers of the coronavirus vaccine. "Lord heal him, they scared our parents into this damn vaccine," said one commenter. "My favorite boxer of all time, taken too early. This vaccine is killing a lot of people. His family is in our prayers," said another. Hagler was taken to a New Hampshire hospital Saturday morning after having chest pains and trouble breathing at his home, Hagler's son James told TMZ. Hagler's wife Kay released a statement Saturday, saying, "I am sorry to make a very sad announcement. Today, unfortunately, my beloved husband Marvelous Marvin passed away unexpectedly at his home here in New Hampshire. Our family requests that you respect our privacy during this difficult time." A message posted to Hagler's website said the boxer died of natural causes. The message read, "We are very sad to report that Marvelous Marvin Hagler died on March 13 of natural causes near his home in New Hampshire. He was a champion until the end. His family asks for privacy at this time of sorrow." Reports of healthy people dying after receiving the coronavirus vaccine have been widespread. 39-year-old Utah Surgical Tech Cassidy Curl died 4 days after receiving her second dose of the Moderna vaccine in February. Officials have not released the results of an autopsy to determine if Curl's death was caused by the vaccine, but the Utah chief medical examiner told Fox News the vaccine and her death are only temporally related, and reports of people dying after receiving the vaccine are just speculation. There is continued suspicion and hints of a cover-up after a 59-year-old Virginia woman died suddenly after receiving the vaccine in January, but no autopsy was performed by state officials to establish the cause of death. Virginia Health Commissioner Dr. Norman Oliver came under question after he said, "A full autopsy was not needed to ascertain whether the death was related to the vaccination." Oliver later said he misspoke, telling the Virginian Pilot that preliminary findings did not indicate Keyes had anaphylaxis, a severe allergic reaction, and that he did not mean they had ruled out whether the vaccine contributed. Suspicions were also raised after baseball legend Hank Aaron died after receiving a coronavirus vaccine in January. During an interview with CNN this week, White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci said of the effectiveness of the coronavirus vaccine on travelers, "When you don't have the data, and you don't have the actual evidence, then you've got to make a judgment call."